Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. For the barbecue lovers in your life, you can give the perfect gift of Bob Sykes Barbecue books, sauce, and gift cards. Available for purchase at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama, or you can purchase online at bobsykes.com. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Fuquay's Southern Soul Food is available at two locations, one in Rogersville in the Foodland Shopping Center on Highway 72 and one in Hartsell at 711 Nance Ford Road. Enjoy the salad bar and various delicious meats, vegetables, desserts on the all-you-can-eat buffet. Open Tuesday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Go see my friends at Fuquay's Southern Soul Food in Rogersville or Hartsell and tell them the Mark White Show sent you. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Located in Athens, Alabama, Hydration Lounge offers IV therapy infusions, injections, and weight loss services. The goal at Hydration Lounge is to provide you with the perfect platform so you can feel and function your best while meeting the demands of our changing and busy lives. You can follow Hydration Lounge on Facebook or Instagram, or visit their website at HydrationL.com. That's Hydration, the letter L.com.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. Later on in the show,
We'll have Ricky Skaggs joining us as he talks about his concert coming up at the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama on Sunday night at 7 p.m. But right now I have with me Mr. Reggie Ware of Worldware Consultant Services. Glad to be here at Bob Sykes. Just finished up a great meal. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Reggie Ware.
Man, thanks for having me, Mark, man. Really, really thank you, man. And look forward to being on your show, man.
Coach Ware.
Yes, Coach Ware.
I'm also known as that. A lot of people call you Coach.
Yes, yes. Sometimes they just leave right there, Coach, you know, so, yes.
Got it. And your background is basketball.
Yes.
Loved the game of basketball since when?
Since forever. Elementary, man. It got me through college, and, you know, and it also brought me notoriety after college, so, yes.
Let's talk about, before we get into Worldware and the consulting services, let's talk about people who influenced you early on. Go back to your elementary days. Who were some people who stand out in your life that gave you an example to live by?
Besides my mom and my grandmother, I've had a teacher, Miss Floyd, fourth grade, made us read the 23rd Psalms every day before class. I memorized that, you know, and it brought me, helped me out a lot. My second grade teacher, man, Mrs. Hickenbottom, I grew up in the projects, and she believed in me and as a second grader and allowed me to just be me as I learned, and that really was a big help. My high school coach, Coach Martin, Michael Martin, he took me and he just, you know, helped me and molded me, you know, and didn't let me get away with anything. You know, just because I was the best player on the team, he didn't let me get away with it. And that taught me how to be disciplined. My junior college coach, my Coach Brady at Sanford, you know, taught me how to be organized. And just people along the way, man, that's just coming up. As being an adult and being in the education field, Dr. Tillman, and I'm sure I'm leaving other people out, Emmanuel Tudor Bell, Lord bless his soul, where he rest in peace. He was a big influence and showed me about business, you know, and how to conduct business and things of that nature. So those are just a few.
As a kid, as a young person, you couldn't have known the why behind those people caring about you. But as a grown man, what is the common thread that you would say was similar for all of those people?
They taught me how to serve. You know, you have to serve others in order to be great. You know, you had to put yourself, you know, and make sacrifice, put yourself on the back burner and make sacrifices in order to help others and to get the best out of others. So if I had to, the common thread was they learn how to serve others.
Excellent. I got to hear you at Tanner Elementary School. Dr. Haslam had asked me to come to that event. It was a parent conference, basically.
Yes.
Because they had parents there. They were trying to get people to sign up for the PTA.
Yes.
And when the doctor asked me to come, I had been substitute teaching one day, and she said, join us for this. And I took Cora with me, and then you called me out in the audience.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I love calling the audience.
It was cool. You thought I was a parent there a student, but instead I was there to support the effort. I was there to recognize, as I told you, difference makers in the community. That's what I'm all about. And when Dr. Haslam, if she goes through the trouble of pulling an event like that together and she asks me an invitation to come, then I'm going to try to be there. I'm going to try to show up. And so I was trying to show up for her because she simply asked, and I wanted to support that effort. But you did a great job presenting to those parents. I thought you did really well.
Thank you, man. I really love presenting to parents, man. And at that time, it was how to support your child in the school at the same time. And God has blessed me with this company to travel over the Southeast to several schools and do seminars for parents. And I love at there, I think it was over 100 and something total people, almost 200, including the kids that had to go over to, that went over and had their thing that they was doing in another building. And that brings joy to me to see that you're able to pour into parents and also learn from them as they learn from you.
Let's talk about where you played college basketball. let's talk about your coaching career, which has ultimately opened doors for you in what you're doing through your consulting services.
Yes. I played high school ball, Natchez High School, Coach Michael Martin. And then I went to junior college at Colin. That was the late and great, we call him Doc. He was a Doc. And then left there and went to Sanford and played for Coach John Brady. And then once I left there, I took everything I learned from every coach and applied it to my coaching style. And then at midfield, so we was able to win, you know, make it to the state final four 8 years in a row, win it 4 years in a row, and had some great coaches to help me along the way. You know, Coach Barber, Darryl Barber Jr., he was one of my assistant coaches when we first got started. Now he's Pinson Valley High School coach, and he won state championship there, but he also won some at the boys coach at midfield too. So that's a good thing that I like, that, you know, the people who are with you also winning, you know, so that brings, you know, that brings happiness to you.
There are a lot of coaches out there who want to know a recipe, how to pull a team together, to have that teamwork to gel, so to speak. Do you have any idea what it was? You've already talked about your assistant coaches, but what made your team gel? What made them work together to have that type of success?
Man, I'm glad you asked that, Mark. I have a book out called The Four Phases, Winning, The Four Phases of a Successful Program. And it's on my website, worldwideconsulting.com. And in there, it shows how you can set up your program. It's four steps, four seasons to your program. Because you don't want to develop a season. You want to develop a program. Because once you develop a program, now you're developing whoever you're coaching, boys or girls, men or women, to be successful. So I would love to sit down and show them. The first thing you want to do is what do you do immediately after your season over? Your assessments, how you, you know, do you adjust? What do you adjust? And then you go from that point. Then how you do, you know, in the off season. And then what you do right before the season start, and then during the season. So it's four steps that I have, four phases to a winning program.
At what point did you figure out as a player, a successful player, that you wanted to coach and that you had the tools to be able to be a coach yourself?
Well, man, at first, I really didn't want to coach at first. So I was like, man, so I ended up working at midfield in the middle school. And they needed a girls coach at the middle school. So I said, all right, I coach, you know, middle school. That's, you know. And end up loving it. We end up going undefeated. And so the job came open at the high school that next year. And the girls was like, coach, you going. The parents was like, coach, you going. So that's how I ended up in coaching, in high school coaching, and loved it ever since, man.
I think about finding your passion. A lot of people are out there looking. They haven't found it yet. But there may be some ingredients out there. If they put them together, then they can make a cake, right?
Oh, yes.
For you, finding your passion, making a cake, you found what you love to do.
Yes.
What is a message that you would share with someone who comes to you and says, coach, I've never found what I love. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what my passion is, and they feel kind of lost.
Okay, man. You know, after they pray about it, you know, I tell them to pray about it. And then I just say, hey, once you do that, go into a quiet room, man, and just write down one or five or six or ten, however many things that you like to do, whether it's watching TV, whether it's, you know, singing, whether it's dancing, whether it's whatever you like to do, math problems. And then once you realize what you like to do, not look at their list and just say, hey, if I like to watch TV, maybe I can do what Mark White does, or maybe I can be a commentator, or maybe, you know, I can be, you know, a producer or whatever. If you like to sing, maybe you can write music. You don't necessarily have to be the artist. Maybe I can write music, maybe I can make music, produce it, you know, and then you can go from that point. But your list got to come first.
And once you have that list, and once you find the things that you like, networking and finding that person that's within that realm, within that business, whatever you want to do, and lock arms with them if they'll let you.
Yes.
And learn from them. You know, in radio business, I've learned from people. As you say, if somebody loves watching television, they can watch somebody act and say, well, I'm going to perform in that way. If they listen to the radio, they can hear a person and how they, their cadence, they can hear how the person talks to other people. I learned from people years ago as a child listening to the radio as interviewers. And that's where I learned how to interview, was listening to others, asking the questions, and then developing my skills to be able to do that person-to-person interaction like we're doing right now.
Yes. Well, Mark, the first thing you said was you had to humble yourself first, which most people have to do. Once you humble yourself and just say, hey, you know, I don't know everything, I'm going to latch on to you. Then you had to learn how to serve and sacrifice. See, humble yourself, serve, and sacrifice. Those three things right there, I mean, it's a successful ingredients. All of those are successful ingredients for success.
And we're moving into the consulting services part of the show. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about Worldware Consulting Services, okay?
Oh, yes, sir.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Coach Reggie Ware from Bob Sykes Barbecue. Bob Sykes Barbecue supported midfield basketball at one point, so we want to give a shout-out to Bob Sykes for doing that. It's been remembered, and they appreciate your support of midfield basketball, Van Sykes, so we appreciate you, too, here at the Mark White Show. When we come back, we'll finish this conversation with Reggie Ware. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A difference, all we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Bob Sykes Barbecue has a big announcement. They are now delivering to your home or office. Just order online and we'll take care of the rest. Check them out at bobsykes.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome.
Marmac Real Estate has 8 offices throughout the state of Alabama. That includes Decatur, Hartsel, Coleman, Florence, Killen, Muscle Shoals, Orange Beach, and Dauphin Island. There are more than 140 agents throughout Alabama. You can easily reach one of those agents by going to marmac.us and tell them the Mark White Show sent you.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, on location at Bob Sykes Barbecue in Bessemer, Alabama. As we've had a great conversation thus far with Reggie Ware, Coach Reggie Ware with World Ware Consultant Services. Glad to have Reggie with us today as we talked about his background. We talked about people who influenced him as a young person. We talked about his college career. We talked about his basketball coaching career and the success that he had with coaching. We talked about him going up to Tanner Elementary School and speaking to parents and getting them on board to support the school. I'm glad to have Reggie with me right now. Welcome back to the show, Coach.
Oh, yes. Glad to be here, Mark, man. Glad to be here, man.
As we talk about now the consultant services,
yes.
And this embodies all of the experiences you've had. Yes. It's the same thing with the Mark White Show. Yeah. I was telling you about Tortillas Blanco and losing my business. That encompasses what I'm able to do right now because of that experience. You talked about it before the show. Failing can be an experience that helps you move forward. Yes. It just depends on how you take it, how it hits you.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why I started the company. I had a failure, you know, leading the school, and so I said, you know what, I'm gonna take all my leadership knowledge, things that work and didn't work, and then I'm gonna put it into a company so I can be able to help others, whether it's parental guidance or whether it's faculty and staff or whether it's team. You know, athletic teams. And that's when I started Worldwide Consulting Services, to help others so they won't have to make the failures that I made. You know,
one of the things that stood out to me, Coach, was the at-risk students and your desire to help those students. They're special kids.
Yes.
And they need special assistance to be able to overcome some of the challenges, the great challenges that may have affected them very early in life that have led them to where they are right now, and maybe feeling hopeless, discouraged, and feeling like the life really doesn't have anything for them.
Well, one thing, when we identify at-risk kids, most of the time it's not their fault that they're at risk. It's the situation that they were brought into this world in. And whether it's parental or social, economic, and all of those things play a part. So the first thing we have to, I like at-risk students to know, is that it's not your fault. Now, from this point on, it would be your fault if we, you know, if you don't straighten up or learn the things that you need to learn. So my job is just to try to guide them so they can be successful and then have some type of confidence and then continue to be successful. And then now they can return the favor to someone else.
You believe that every child possesses the innate ability to learn, and you believe that they deserve tailor-made opportunities. How do you go about, when you meet a child or a young person for the first time, to decide how to tailor, like my wife sews clothes, to put all the different things together for that young person to give them the best opportunity to survive, to thrive?
Well, first you have to meet them where they are. You know, you have to meet them where they are. You know, you have to, you know, speak to them and speak a language and things that they will understand first. Once they realize that you care about them and you understand them, now you're able to reach them. So that's the main thing, reach them where they are, and then you can bring them from there.
Excellent. And beyond your coaching career, beyond all the accolades, we talked about that. Trophies don't, they gather dust.
They gather dust,
and we have a moment, and it's special, but that moment ends. What lasts for you beyond the trophies, beyond the success
as a basketball coach winning the championships?
What lasts for me is majority of my girls, well, I can boastfully say all of them went to college, got scholarships, went to college, and majority of them graduated from college, whether it was a two-year college, whether it was a four-year college, and they also are in the communities, and they doing, some of them have doctor degrees, some of them direct of basketball operation for SEC schools, and some of them have regular jobs, and they donate their time and effort to help other kids, and some of them coaching. So, you know, that's my biggest thing that I love, that I can take over the trophies, over the state championship, is that those girls worked hard, they got scholarships, and they're doing good now.
What I'm trying to do through this conversation is show your resume too, because when you're doing consulting services, people want to know, what's your background?
Yes.
How are you able to do what you say you can do? When you provide a service, they want to know how you're going to be able to provide that service. And this is an opportunity right now for your listeners to understand your background, to understand why you're doing consulting services, why this is important to you, and can you deliver?
Oh, yes. Yeah, and one thing I do, all of my strategies are right now strategies. You know, they're not, some of them research, some of them are, strategies that you can use right now, not just because of research, what you're doing now. And I call them living strategies. You know, some come from mistakes, and like, man, I wish I could have done that. If I would have done that, then it would have been, you know, better. Some of them come from things that I did right. You know, like, oh, man, I did that. And by reading and reading material on people that are great leaders, you know, and those things, and great teammates. And when you put all of those together, you know, it creates an atmosphere to help others and to and have a successful pro.
Who are you looking for to call you? Who would you like to see emails from to say, Coach, I need your help?
Man, I'm in a lot of schools. But more schools, especially athletic teams, man. College teams, man. My Sanford, one of my alumni, you know, one of them. But just a lot of college schools, high schools, you know, and especially middle schools, man. If I can do, you know, team building with their players and with the coaches, you know, there are a lot of that can curtail a lot of students being left behind or being put off teams, or it also can help parents understand how to support their child and that program too, you know. So those are the people I'm waiting on to call.
So that middle school age is a critical age in your mind.
Yes.
What years would you say that falls into as far as catching that young person to help develop them before they become, say, a late teenager or into their early 20s trying to exist in this world?
Anywhere between 6th to 9th grade, those are your grades you want to, you know, really, if you can get them, you know, and teach them. And a lot of them, all students want to be successful. All of them, no matter where they are, where they come from. But some of them just don't have the tools to be. So if you can get them then and teach them the tools, they will use them and they will be successful.
Coach, how can people connect with you to find out more about WorldWear Consultant Services?
Well, they can go online to www.worldwearconsulting.com. And I have a spot on the website where they can reach out to me, email. They can also email me at rware, that's R-W-A-R-E, at worldwearconsulting.com. Or they can call the office at 205-253-9962.
And what's a final message that you would have to encourage someone listening right now that they want to move forward in their life, they want to find some motivation, some inspiration? What would you tell them, Coach, as a coach, looking at my listeners as your team, what do you say to them right now?
My famous saying I used to say to my girls, are you better today than you were yesterday? If you better today than you were yesterday, you're going in the right direction.
Excellent. Coach Ware, it's been a pleasure to have you here on,
man,
the Mark White Show
great.
Today.
It's been great, Mark, man. Thanks for coming, man. And I love Bob Sykes, too.
Same here. We're glad glad we could come to Bob Sykes and enjoy enjoy this and have Cora with me too. Always a pleasure to be able to have her with me on the trips.
Love it, man. I must be special, man. I got a chance to you interviewed me and you brought your daughter. So, hey, that's special.
Folks, when we come back, we're going to have Ricky Skaggs on the show to talk about a concert that's coming up in Decatur, Alabama at the Princess Theater on Sunday night at 7 p.m. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course. They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com. and connect with them today.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Welcome to Happy Hollow. Here you can find a wide variety of products, including home decor, apparel, Western wear, pet supplies, baby clothes, boots, gifts, and of course, our year-round Christmas selection. As you make your way to the back, you'll be greeted with our outdoors section, which includes hunting, fishing, camping, guns, and ammo, as well as our gunsmith shop. Oh, and take a moment to sit and warm up next to our fireplace. Take the elevator or the stairs up to our second floor, where you will find our sports section, which includes a wide variety of golf supplies, baseball, softball, football, soccer, disc golf, tennis, and many other sports products, even pickleball. No matter what you're looking for, there is always something to find at Happy Hollow Outdoors, located at 985 9th Street West, Red Bay, Alabama.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown, because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
And we're back. I'm very fortunate to have this guest on the line for a second time. Mr. Ricky Skaggs is coming to the Princess Theater along with Kentucky Thunder Indicator on Sunday night at 7 p.m. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Ricky Skaggs.
Thank you, Mark, for having me on again. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. I think the last time that you came to North Alabama, and I might be mistaken, but I think it was the Tennessee Valley Fiddlers Convention at Athens State University.
Yes, it was. And, boy, that was a fun time. I loved that show. Playing on the courthouse steps, that was pretty cool.
Yes, sir. It's a great place. The University of Athens State's a great location. The Tennessee Valley Fiddlers Convention has been around a long time, and I know they were excited to have you. And I know that people in the area are excited to have you back to come to the Princess Theater. And let's get started by talking about Kentucky Thunder and these guys that support you as you play and have these wonderful events that you get to experience together.
Oh, man, they're the best band. They're incredible. I'm just thankful they let me play in the band. you know, they're all just, I mean, five-star, can't be beat players. The bass player takes solos like a guitar player. I mean, you know, the guitar player just is incredible, and fiddle player's amazing, banjo player, and then all the guys that sing harmony, they're all great, and it's just a really incredibly well-rounded band that just does everything, and we do everything from bluegrass to country to gospel and instrumentals. I've written a bunch of instrumentals over the last three or four years, and we always play a lot of instrumentals. I guess a lot of bluegrass bands like to sing all the time, and I enjoy singing, but man, I enjoy playing music, you know, and just playing those instrumentals. And I think audience loves it too. We get a lot of response from people emailing us and telling us, thank you for doing all the instrumentals. We got to really hear the band play.
Oh, you burn it up. Me and my daughter, Cora, we were at the Grand Ole Opry and heard you recently. It hasn't been too long ago. And just amazed at your talent and the guys that are with you to watch as you put on your show. And I know that people are mesmerized by your talent. How much practice did it take as a young person to get to where you are today at the level that you are?
Well, I was a terrible student to practice. You know, me and Dad played quite a bit, you know, at home. I'd come home from school, or he came home from work, you know, he would get out the instruments and play, you know, for a couple hours before supper, you know, and, but, you know, once I got to traveling on the road all the time and playing with Ralph Stanley, we were working so much, you know, by the time I worked there 4 days in a row and drove back to Kentucky to where I lived, mom and dad, and it wouldn't be but a day or so that I'd be back on the road again to get, you know, get back with Ralph and head off for another, you know, for 4 or 5 days. And so we worked quite a bit, and that just kind of followed me up through all my, you know, bands that I traveled with, Emmy Lou, and you know, we just had a lot of groups that I got to play with. And, but we played so much, that was kind of our practice time, you know?
Absolutely. Let me ask you this, Ricky, have you ever been to the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama before?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We've played there a few times.
What'd you think about it?
I liked it. It's a great old theater, and, you know, people love the sound in there, and, you know, we've got a guy in the house that is our sound engineer for out front, and then we have an engineer on stage that mixes all of our in-ear monitors, and because we don't use, you know, we don't use floor wedges and that kind of thing, you know, big monitors, we don't use those because they feed back into microphones all the time. You can't get enough level on the microphone out in the house without, you know, it feeding back into those monitors. And so, we really cleaned up the stage a lot by, and I use a lot of studio mics. I use Neumann, which are recording microphones.
Yes.
And we use a lot of Neumann mics on stage and some old Shure ribbon mics on the banjo. And you know, we've got them and we love to use them. So, and the Neumann Sennheiser has been really good to me to help us with our in-ear monitor. Sennheiser does the monitors and Neumann supplies the microphones. So, you know, I'm blessed to be hooked up with them.
Sometimes the sound guy doesn't get enough credit, right, Ricky?
Oh man, that's either the weakest link in the chain or it's like the strongest link in the chain, because if we're playing our hearts out up there and it's feeding back and nobody can hear it, you know, they don't hear the guitar solo or the banjo solo or whatever, or even the harmonies and stuff like that in the lead vocal. They're missing so much of what the band's really up there doing. So, but if you've got a great sound engineer, man, I'm telling you, it's like sitting and listening to a really good CD, you know, and people's really, really getting to enjoy the concert. You know, it makes the ticket price worthwhile, you know.
Absolutely. And speaking of ticket prices, we want people to purchase tickets to the Princess Theater in Decatur, Alabama. They can go to princesstheater.org, and that's theater spelled T-H-E-A-T-R-E. And this is happening March the 17th, Sunday at 7 p.m., Ricky Skaggs and Kentucky Thunder. And Ricky, I'm looking forward to hearing great things out of this concert. I'll be looking for those. I've actually got a pair of tickets to give away, so I'm excited to be able to do that for some lucky couple to be able to go and hear you on Sunday night.
Oh, that's great. Well, I hope who's supposed to have it gets it. You know, a lot of people, you know, what I tell people when we're doing interviews, if you've got some friends that you know that loves this kind of music and they just can't afford a ticket, buy one for them and bring them with you, because, you know, you're blessing them by doing that. And you can't outgive the Lord, you know. He'll bless you back for it. You know, they'll have a great time and you will too.
I love that, Ricky. Ricky, you're always welcome here on the Mark White Show, and I appreciate your time. And have a safe trip, you and your guys with Kentucky Thunder, to Decatur, Alabama on Sunday. I wish you all well.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you having me on again.
Always a pleasure, my friend. You take care of yourself. Here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged by today's show and you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.